Many salespeople think that the place you begin closing the sale is once you sit at your desk to talk price. If this is where you start to close, you've missed out on many opportunities along the way to solidify the sale before you even get to the desk. Not only that, but if you wait until you get to the desk to close, I assure you price will ultimately be the major issue and you'll lose money. It's surprising to me how few salespeople actually study the concepts of negotiating, closing, and handling objections. After all, when you think about it, you don't get paid for doing a greeting, or a qualifying, or a product presentation, or a demo ride. The only place you actually get paid is when you close the deal, and it's the least part of the process you'll concentrate on. Oh, you'll study product knowledge, but I'll take a salesperson who knows how to close, who knows very little about the vehicle, over one who knows everything about the vehicle, but cannot close a sale. Now that doesn't mean you shouldn't study product knowledge, because I'm a big fan of being an expert in your field. But the bottom line is, your income is determined by the number of sales you close and the amount of gross profit you can keep. That means you also need to be an expert in negotiating, closing, and handling objections. Closing is a skill. It's an art. It's something that should be studied and practiced continuously. A typical salesperson will head to the driving range and hit 100 golf balls to lower his score on the golf course. He'll spend hundreds of dollars on lessons to perfect the right swing, but for his own financial security, he won't study or practice at all. It just doesn't make sense to me. Here's a close by a typical low-producing salesperson. See if this doesn't sound familiar. The salesperson tells the customer, the price of the vehicle is $30,000, and that gives you 60 monthly payments of $375 per month. What do you think? And the customer says, that price is too high. And the salesperson responds with, well, would you like to make a counteroffer? I'll be glad to take it to my sales manager. Why does this salesperson respond with this? It's because it's the only thing he knows how to do, give away money. It's like saying, Mr. Customer, here's my wallet. Take whatever money you need in order to make the sale because it's the only way I know how to close. And that's the way typical salespeople have been doing it for years. The average income in our industry is around $40,000 per year. Now, this isn't an industry where when you were hired, you were told that you would have the opportunity to make unlimited income. Sky's the limit. Well, where is all this unlimited income? I can tell you it's out there. Someone is making it. Your job is to ask yourself, why isn't it me, and how can I make it? Any salesperson in our industry can make more money than they're making right now, but it's going to take more study, more practice, and they'll need to become experts at closing sales. The difference between a $40,000 per year salesperson and one who makes over $100,000 has got to be more than good looks, an excellent vehicle to sell, and a great location. There are definite things you can do to reach a higher income potential, but you need to know what they are and practice them until you're good. And if you think that the close starts once you hit the desk, think again. You need to learn how to close throughout your entire presentation, from the moment you greet the customer, through the qualifying, into the presentation, during the demo ride, so that once you get to the closing booth, your job is virtually done. It's now just a matter of determining what monthly payment will fit into their budget, which if you've done your job properly, you'll pretty much already know the answer. The ABCs of selling stands for always be closing. Shane Gibson said, always be closing. That doesn't mean you're always closing the deal, but it does mean that you need to be always closing on the next step in the sales process. This is the difference between doing a selling presentation as compared to merely a telling presentation. If all you're going to do is a telling presentation, do everyone a favor. Sit your customer down at your desk, give them a brochure, and have them read it. The brochure will give them all the information they need about the vehicle to make a logical buying decision. If that's the case, what do they need you for? They need you to do something the brochure can't do. That is, to persuade, influence, and motivate your customer to purchase your vehicle at your price now. Because what you need to remember is that the buying a vehicle isn't just a logical decision, it's also an emotional decision. The brochure, as well as it's written, with all the nice color pictures, can affect their emotions like you can, or should I say, like you should. Indira Gandhi said, there are two kinds of people, those who do the work and those that take the credit. Try to be in the first group. There is less competition there. If this is true, we can't begin talking about the end of your presentation where you need to negotiate, handle objections, and close until we look at closing throughout your entire presentation. So let's begin with the greeting.